Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you're like me, every time you go to Mondawmin Mall or see its sign along the Gwynns Falls Parkway, you wonder, Mondawmin, that's a curious word. Where did it come from? Where it comes from is a story involving a doctor, a banker, and a poet, and a cloud of mystery and maybe a few fibs. Let's start back in Baltimore in the early 1800s. That's when the area that is now Mondawmin Mall was not even inside the city lines. It was part of the country estate of a gentleman named Nicholas Rogers and had the fabulous Scottish name Auchentaroly. Centered around what is now Druid Hill Park, Rogers eventually sold a parcel where Mondawmin Mall is today to a Baltimore doctor named Patrick McCauley. McCauley had studied medicine in Philadelphia under noted physician and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Rush, and he became an early champion of doctors doing daily rounds to check on the patients. He also was on the first board of directors of the B&O Railroad and served on the city council. I guess you didn't have to be as pigeonholed back then. McCauley died in 1849, heavily in debt. His estate and all of its contents were to be auctioned off, but curiously, just the day before, fellow B&O trustee George Brown purchased the house. Brown was a powerful Baltimore figure. He was a partner in the firm Alex Brown & Sons that his father Alex had started as the nation's first investment bank, and he was instrumental in gathering up Baltimore's leaders to form the B&O as America's first railroad in the 1820s. Brown purchased the house, but not its contents, including an extensive library, which did go to auction. More on that library in a second. Back to Mondawmin. George Brown might have been a good banker, but he was a rotten historian. Either that, or he was both a good banker and a good fibber. Brown began a story that the name of the family estate, Mondawmin, came from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's epic poem, The Song of Hiawatha. In the poem, at one point, the Ojibwe warrior Hiawatha defeats and buries the corn god, Mondawmin, who in a gift to humanity comes back as a cornfield. Apparently, at times, the Brown family story got a little better and included Longfellow visiting George at his estate and George repaying the kindness by taking up the name Mondawmin from Longfellow's poem. Things like this were printed in reputable sources, including reputable local newspapers. The first problem is that Longfellow never visited Brown's estate or even Baltimore, so out goes that part of the story. The second problem is that Brown's estate started being called Mondawmin in the 1840s under Dr. McCauley, and Longfellow didn't publish The Song of Hiawatha until 1855, so out goes that part too. So where did the name come from? Although we don't know definitively, Baltimore County historian extraordinaire John McGrane some years ago speculated that it came from a book or books on Native Americans in Dr. McCauley's extensive library, the one that was auctioned off and that George Brown did not buy. One of the books was by American ethnographer Henry Rowe Schoolcraft called Notes on the Iroquois. It was published in 1847, and Dr. McCauley likely bought a brand new copy for his library. The book reported on the Native American legend of Mondawmin as the corn god, pretty much as Longfellow wrote. And in fact, Longfellow cites the book as a source for his poem. McCauley likely borrowed the same name Mondawmin from the same book for his estate, a name that was picked up 200 years later for today's Mondawmin Mall. So in the end, it seems that both Henry Wadsworth Longfellow in Boston and Dr. Patrick McCauley in Baltimore were both reading about and getting inspired by Native American legends. And George Brown, a creator of railroads and shaper of America, was, well, a good storyteller. For more information on Mondawmin, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.